hundreds of people work for you. Did you ever stop to think that there are hundreds of people working for you every day? Perhaps you don't see how that can be true. Let us think a moment. That orange or apple or grapefruit you ate for breakfast, did it just drop from the tree onto your table? The wool and the clothes you are wearing, did you take it from the sheep and put it on? No. The fruit you eat comes to you because men and women have planted trees, picked the ripe fruit, and in other ways helped you to have it. Your clothes are the work of sheepherders, sheepshearers, cotton pickers, cloth makers, railroad men, and others. Now do you see that there are really many, many people working for you? Yes, the world is full of workers. They are working that you and I may have food to eat, clothes to wear, homes to live in, and other things to make us happy and comfortable. In this part of your book, you will read stories that tell how some of the world's work is done. First, you will be carried back to the time when our country was young, and you will see the busiest man of those days making something that meant greater comfort to thousands. Then you will visit groves of golden oranges, watch sheep losing their warm coats of wool, see some boys working faithfully so that they may have a playground, and last of all, sail out to capture some blackfish.